Happy Thanksgiving, Jacqueline.
Thanks, Johnny. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
And what do you have planned for the holidays? Are you staying home or are you traveling?
I'll be covering Black Friday all day.
All right. Well, let's talk. There's a couple of stories I want to talk about. First of all, your story on Michigan oil firms was pretty interesting. Where'd you get the idea for that?
Michigan oil firms? Well, that was back in the summer. Gosh, it seems like it was so long ago, in August, when the environment was an especially hot-button issue with the BP oil spill in the Gulf. So we wanted to take a look and see what was happening in our own backyard.
And just to follow up with that, the rules and regulations, especially when it comes in regards to shale, how has that story progressed?
Well, there haven't been any changes in legislation yet. I mean, we just had elections, so we'll have to see if it's an issue that the governor or the legislature decides to take up next year.
All right. And in today's paper, you have an interesting story about Black Friday. I tell you, around my house, I've been told, I'm leaving at 4. See you later. It's big, big business. And I know that you've put together a story which can help folks navigate through Black Friday a little bit more efficiently.
Well, the theme this year is that Black Friday is really starting on Thursday. So there are some stores open on Thursday. Stores are also opening earlier on Friday than they have in the past. But also, a lot of retailers, the big box retailers, are offering their Black Friday sales online on Thanksgiving. So as one analyst told me, he said that he fully expects to have people eating a drumstick in one hand on Thursday and shopping on their iPads with the other hand.
You know, in talking about Black Friday, and I've seen some stories about some companies like Walmart threatening lawsuits. I heard the same with Kmart because the secret gets out. I wonder how those leaks occur about the specials that some of the big stores are having.
Well, it's funny that you should ask, because I had the same conversation with one of the people who run one of the Black Friday deal websites, and he said that without fail, even though Walmart tries very hard to protect itself against leaks, they always end up getting the Walmart ad, and he thinks that this year it came from the office of one of the of a local store manager, not in Michigan, but somewhere in the country, and it looked as though the ad had actually been taken with a camera phone in the bathroom of an office, and then it was submitted to the website that way. So he didn't know who submitted it, but he thinks that's how it got into his hands in the first place.
Well, this is big, big business. From information that I've been reading, Black Friday is planned many, many months in advance. But I always wonder, Jacqueline, how profitable is Black Friday when so many items are discounted?
Well, Black Friday was traditionally called Black Friday because it was the, you know, named for the day when retailers go from red to black. So as the folklore goes, it's when retailers start to become profitable. That's not necessarily true for many retailers, but the 4 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas are, they account for anywhere between 30 to 50% of a retailer's business. This year, the National Retail Federation predicts spending to reach $447.1 billion, which is a lot of money, especially for retailers which have been struggling over the past 2 or 3 years.
In another story that you wrote, I thought was pretty interesting and pretty neat, was Here's What's on Sale. Talk about that.
Well, there are a lot of things that are going on sale. Of course, these Black Friday websites have given shoppers a preview as to what they'll find, and some of the sales have already started last week or a couple of days ago. There are a lot of things that have been announced on sale. Something that I think is really interesting is at Toys R Us, where you can get a $50 gift card for Toys R Us with the purchase of an iPod Touch, which I think is is a pretty good deal. But that's just one of the literally thousands of deals that have been announced so far.
And from that story, you listed several places where people can go and find out where the best Black Friday sales are.
Right. There are a lot of websites that are dedicated to leaking the information on retailers' Black Friday advertising circulars. And really all you have to do is go to Google and type in Black Friday and then circular, and dozens at least will pop up. So they're very easy to find if you have the internet.
And what are you going to be covering on Friday? Are you working, or are they going to give you that time off?
No, this will be my third Black Friday out on the field. Normally I start at 4 a.m., but this year I'm starting at 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving because that's when... See, it is pushing up earlier and earlier into Thanksgiving.
You know what I see happening, Jacqueline, is pretty soon we're going to lose Halloween because Black Friday is going to start that far back.
Well, that's entirely possible. I mean, Sears had its pre-Black Friday sale for Halloween kicked off. But Great Lakes Crossing Outlets actually opens at midnight this year, so they're expecting a big crowd, and that's where I'll be to start kicking off the news coverage for Black Friday.
Well, here in the mid-Michigan area, Sam's is offering breakfast to folks that come out to their stores, and they're focusing on selling TVs. You would not believe the prices on the flat screens.
Well, a lot of retailers have unbelievable prices, and a lot are offering free food to get shoppers in their door, like Fairlane Town Center in Dearborn is offering free breakfast. The mall at Partridge Creek in Clinton Township is offering free appetizers at lunch, and as are lots of other places, Birch Run Premium Outlets is doing something similar. I'm sure that if you show up at a mall on Friday, you will not go hungry.
And before we let you go, I got about a minute left, Jacqueline, to tell me the wildest thing you saw or heard about in covering Black Friday.
The wildest thing I've seen or heard about has got to be the people who line up days in advance at Best Buy to snag one of those limited tickets for a doorbuster. And I went to Best Buy 2 years ago, and I'm sure the situation is the same. I haven't stopped by this year yet, but there was a group of teenagers in a tent. They were the first in line, and they had been there for days, and they were just trying to get a good deal on printers, and they were having so much fun playing cards. The tent smelled like 18-year-old guys, so it wasn't a pleasant place to be, but they were having a great time.
Well, you can read Jacqueline Tropa, who is the business reporter for the Detroit News, at detnews.com. She's got great stuff. Have fun on Black Friday, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Tony. You too.